Hebrews chapter 9 and verses 7 through 14. And I really like the book of Hebrews because if you ever really wanted to see the Old Covenant and the New Covenant compared, and you see how much better the new one is. Not that the old was bad, it's just that it didn't give you all that the new does. And it's like an insurance policy. You probably saw the ding in my car out there. Some of you were checking that hole in the right front side of my car. So it'll need a few body parts. But we're a church that's used to praying for body parts, aren't we? But anyway, are you all ready, Aaron, to go with it? Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. This is talking about the ministry of the high priest under the old covenant, and his duties once a year were to apply the blood of a lamb given for a family, and I believe it was up to 10 people in a family. And he would have to slay that lamb for the family, but he also was required to apply the blood to himself before he was able to go behind the veil in the Holy of Holies and present the blood sacrifice offering for all of the people. And so the writer of Hebrews says, "But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors or for the sins of the people." The Holy Ghost, I like every time I see the Holy Ghost in Scripture, I say, yeah, there's going to be something really good there. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. And that's really important because the time wasn't yet for Jesus to be here and shed his blood. And the temple, the veil between the Holy of Holies had not been pulled down or broken apart. So he's making a reference back to this is why the priest had to do what he did. And then verse 9, which was a figure for the time which was present then, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Conscience is an interesting thing because before we're saved, and even under the old covenant, nothing could take away the consciousness of sin. When we had done wrong and we knew it and we asked for forgiveness and people forgave us, it didn't do anything about the conscience because it was, seems like you'd always remember. You'd always be thinking about it, always being reminded by the enemy because he likes to keep us trapped like that in our past and what we did. And that's why this happened. When Jesus came, something drastically changed. Which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. And I believe that's a reference to the coming of Christ. It's kind of shadowed in there. And then verse 11, but Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. The tabernacle that he's talking about, the greater and more perfect tabernacle, is the born-again believer cleansed by the blood of Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. You're the temple not made with hands. Each one of you that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, because of the blood of Jesus, has made you holy, set aside, perfect, without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. And that's why I like to read Scripture when we do it, so that it doesn't just become another church thing that we do. I like to bring some meat because you're not baby believers. You might may be hearing some different things, but you've been around a while. But the Word is powerful because you can come to it and read it and be a good receiver of it, because it really shows us the significance of the blood of Christ did it all. You see, neither by the blood of goats, verse 12, and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. You see, you can put you in there. You're part of the us. Sometimes we say yous guys. We're the we, we're the us, okay? For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And then I have a bonus scripture. There's no charge for this, okay? So you don't have to. This is chapter 10 and verse 14. It's just the next chapter, but it's one verse. And it's a reference from where we just were. For by one offering, this is Christ, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Perfected forever. Excuse me. That means when Jesus saved you and he made you holy by his blood, he sanctified you, he separated you out, and made you holy. It's all done. You hear me say once in a while, why do you try so hard to be something instead of just be? Don't let people put you in bonds to these things. You're free. And if my Bible says that you've been sanctified and made holy forever by that one offering, that's why this is such a joy. Because we're celebrating what Jesus already did. It's not what he's going to do. It's what he's already done. And he's done it for each one of us. And I know you're familiar with the scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that talk about communion. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And this is my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins or mine, all of us. So as we bring this out to you, just be thankful for what he's done. That's all he asks.